Jewish tradition tells us there are 613 mitzvahs, taryag mitzvahs, as they're known. And we also have a tradition that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and other places discuss the seven mitzvahs that b'nei Noach are obligated in. So I remember him by saying the big three, the three mitzvahs that the Jew has to give up his life for, or her life, illicit relations, avodah zarah, and ritzicha, and murder, and then aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, aver, menachai, beis, berachas Hashem, a euphemism for blessing God, euphemism for cursing God, gimel, gezel, stealing, kidnapping, and dalet, dinim, Machlokas Ramban, how broad it goes, but keeping the laws. So there are only seven mitzvahs. Yet the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim assume that a Ben Noach is chayiv in kivud avim, is chayiv in keeping the seven mitzvahs Ben Noach. But as we just mentioned, it doesn't seem to fit into any of the seven. So the different Mefarshim try to say that they do fit in. So where would it fit in? So one opinion is Birkas Hashem. It's a euphemism for cursing God. And we know the Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us in Kedushin, other places, that we have three creators. God, Mommy, and Daddy. So we also, the parents have a status of being our creators. So therefore, just like Birkas Hashem, you're not allowed to, curse out your creator. So too, disrespecting your creator as well, and therefore falls under the general rubric of Birkas Hashem. Others point out it's under Dinim. That we know what more logical mitzvah in the world than kivud avim, that they brought us into the world, it's hakaras hatov. So therefore, they're obligated because of hakaras hatov, which is a general law of dinim. And others point out that, so according to the first two explanations, and specifically within, it's only the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, that's it. You have to find the source within the seven. The other approach is that no, really, it's not in the seven, but in addition to the seven, there's a general rule, any mitzvah sichlis, any logical mitzvah that not only is a Jew chayiv in, but a non-Jew is chayiv in a mitzvah sichlis. What greater mitzvah sichlis than kivud avim? The question is, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, with the famous Maisa, B'dom Menesina, that he didn't want to wake his father and he was going to lose a lot of money, different versions, what was under the pillow. And the Gemara's phrase is, let's look how far we, the Jewish people, have to go for kivud avim. If this Gentile wasn't even obligated in kivud avim, look how far he went to treat his father properly, not to wake him up, how much more so us who are obligated. So it seems to be clear that a non-Jew, a Ben Noach, is not chayiv in kivud avim. So the Mefarshim say, no, it's no kasha. As you said, only mitzvah sichlis. There's nothing logical about losing. If you didn't wake up your father and he'd lose $1 million, or you'd lose $1 million, he'd be very upset. That's not a logical mitzvah. One would think that for $1 million you can wake up your father and your father would want you to. But we're talking about, that's not logical, but walking over and not punching him in the face, cursing him out, mistreating him, that's logical. So that you're chayiv in. So the Mefarshim point out, it's not just in the seven, but it's a general rubric. So as well, the Mefarshim want to know about another mitzvah Jew has, and we assume many different sources from where it comes from, but the mitzvah of Sar Bali Chayim, causing harm to an animal, cruelty to animals. So some want to point out as well that they say we go back to Aver Min HaChai. It's subsumed under the category of eating a limb of a live animal. And therefore, why the assumption is that Tzar Bali Chayim, and therefore, so too, we see that Tzar Bali Chayim seems to fall under Aver Min HaChai. Others suggest there's a Minchas Chinuch that discusses that there's a mitzvah of prika and teina, loading, unloading the animal, that falls under the category of dinim, in the last of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So based on the Minchas Chinuch, if prika and teina fall under dinim, not to overload your animal, so certainly Tzar Bali Chayim should fall under dinim. So either it falls under Aver Min HaChai, more specifically with an animal, or it's under Aver, it's under dinim. However, others do point out that but this is a point of debate, I think the Prima Gadin and others say that no, maybe a guy isn't Chayiv in Aver Min HaChai, in Tzar Bali Chayim. He's definitely Chayim in Aver Min HaChai. And we find already in the Rishonim, the Ramban, when he discusses when originally meat was usher to Adam, and then it was later changed, well, it was usher because of Tzar Bali Chayim, implying the Ramban holds it is Tzar Bali Chayim. Or the Arachayim writes by Yaakov Avino when he was rebuking the shepherds about the not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzar Bali Chayim. So regarding the seven mitzvahs, so either you have the first approach where you have to find a source within the seven. It's these seven and that's it. It's how broad you go. So it's like by Kivud Avaim, you find it in the Birkas Hashem Adinim. So too by Tzar Bali Chayim, you find it under Dinim or Aver Min HaChai. And Kivud Avaim is also found under the general rubric of a logical mitzvah. So perhaps if you go with that approach as well, it's logical that one should not be able to cause any unnecessary pain to animals. Of course, with Tzarach Adam, so then one could argue if the purpose of animals is for humans, then you're allowed to do Shechita and all these other things. But this Tam, for none of middle benefit, one can make a logical case that just like a guy is Chayev in Kivud Avaim, he should also be Chayev in Tzar Bali Chayim, because most people would think, that is a mitzvah tzichlis, and therefore perhaps it falls under the rubric of that. So either way, a Gentile or Ben Noach needs to be Chayev in both Kivud Avaim as well as the Isser of Tzar Bali Chayim.